خدا رحمت کنه مرحوم آقای آصف مهدی قوام رو، این مرد دلسوز، متدین، مؤمن.
May Allah have mercy on the late Mr. Sayyid Mahdi Qawam, this compassionate, religious, faithful man. Our great leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei used to say that when I was young, I used to go to his pulpits. He had this same characteristic. If he saw someone in trouble, he could not sit still. He was even compassionate towards animals. It is said that about 7 years ago, there was a flood in Tehran. A dog had fallen into a river and could not save itself. No one would help it. One day, Mr. Sayyid Mahdi Qawam arrived. When he saw him, he took off his clothes, took off his turban, went to the water, and freed the dog from the mud and debris. A dog is impure and should not be in person's life. This is one thing, but having mercy on it as a creature of God is another. Sayyid Mahdi Qawam hugged his animal, brought it to the river bank, and released it on dry land. The dog seemed to raise its hand, whether it was to show gratitude or thanks, it howled and left.
چون یزد منبر رفته بود دهه محرم، 60 تومان بهش داده بودن توی پاکت به عنوان صله.
Once Sayyid Mahdi Qawam had been to the pulpit in Yazd and had been given 60 tumans as a gift during the 10th day of Muharram. He returned to Tehran with one of his friends. He said, "Will you let us go somewhere together in a lower part of Tehran?" He said, "I am at your service." They went and stopped at an alley. Mr. Mahdi Qawam said, "Take this envelope and take it to such and such a house and tell them this is your trust." His friend says, "Haji Aqa, why don't you go yourself?" He said, "No, they know me. Maybe they will be embarrassed." This servant of God went and said, "Haji Aqa, when I gave you this envelope, they were just spreading their wings. It turns out that they were very much needy." Sayyid Mahdi Qawam said, "Alhamdulillah." They walked down the alley together and returned. After they had gone a little way, Agha Mahdi Qawam said, "Would you please give me 5 riyals? I will give it to you tomorrow. I will buy something for the house and take it." This is what a believer is. He sees trouble in another believer and is not careless. This is a test of faith. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIVE English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Ulema's Speech, which was the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Ali. To find out more about this program and our other programs, please visit our website at iranradio.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Thank you.